ABC Radio Australia.
After round one of the OFC Pro League in Auckland, soccer fans across the Pacific were up in arms about decisions made or not made by VAR, the video assistant referee. But the heat seems to have died down a little during round two in Port Moresby, and Pacific Beat has been told that the accuracy rate in decision making was above the 92% mark set in New Zealand. However, OFC's head of refereeing, Kevin Stoltenkamp, says there is still room for improvement, and he has plans for his department to make an important presentation to the teams during round three in Melbourne later this week.
We try to make sure that we put the pressure on our match officials to perform, because we want the teams, because it's new in the region, to understand what's happening. So we're not going to accept 92. I know we're asking for a lot, but this is what we want. We want to get as many as possible correct. And it's all about, once we can get this education going with the teams as well, with the spectators, I think they'll have a better understanding of the VAR process and protocols. And then maybe we could have better comments coming back on the performance of the match officials.
And the presentation that you're planning to make to the teams during round three in Melbourne, will that be showing incidents from the first two rounds and explaining why those decisions were made?
But also showing the ones that we got wrong, because I think that's the important thing, because we use those to also train the match officials, the VMOs, because an error might have had an impact on the game, but it also has an impact on the match officials, because it shows them what we need to improve on. And it's no excuse. We're not going to compare ourselves to other leagues of the world. It's no use saying, oh, well, they got it wrong here, they got it wrong there. No, no, no. We have to look at where we are and try and improve that.
Going back to the PNG circuit, Circuit 2 of the Pro League, I think from a disciplinary refereeing point of view, the game that clearly stood out was the one involving Vanuatu United and South Melbourne. Vanuatu ended up with 8 players on the field, 3 red cards. Their coach was red carded as well. Did VAR have a role to play in any of those decisions? And if so, are you satisfied that on an occasion like that, that the officials got things right?
Yeah, the first incident, unfortunately, was a clear red card. And I think as a result of that, then you had the coach being sent off. Then you had the two other incidents were second yellow cards. So the referees got them right. The first one was serious foul play, studs on the ankle. Even with or without VAR, I think the referee needed to get that. The coach coming on to field of play, what was said to the referee? Red card, no option, because that's the new laws coming through FIFA. And the second two was a challenge outside the penalty area, which would have been a yellow card, but that player was already on a yellow card, so VAR doesn't get involved in that. And then the third one was a hand to the neck, chest area, which would have been a yellow card, and it was a second yellow card, so VAR wouldn't be involved for that, because VAR is not involved with yellow card offences, which might come into effect next year. So it was just the first one.
So in that sense, you're happy that what occurred on the field that day, nobody made any mistakes? Because the problem is, of course, that spectators, either at the ground or watching on FIFA Plus, looking at 3 players sent off plus the coach, they're going to start asking questions. It's inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you see, it's typical. Some of the people I've spoken to, just why you got a red card for that? No, it was a second yellow. VAR cannot get involved for yellow cards. Like, there were incidents where, from a technical perspective, we would have wanted the referee to give a yellow card, but VAR cannot tell the referee to give a yellow card. So those are coaching when the referees come off. We look at it and say, in our opinion, you've missed this because there's a foot on the ankle, but fortunately enough, the player's foot hit the ground first and then made contact. So then, VAR cannot get involved in that.
And overall, you spoke after round one in New Zealand about the fact that just as the players, most of them are new to professionalism, same thing applies to the officials. Are you finding now that those working with VAR are more comfortable with the technology and also knowing exactly when they should intervene and when they shouldn't?
Yes, yes, they are. And we show the incidents to the match officials. They see what they've done. The idea is to try and create a pool. So we are trying to educate everybody. Quite honestly, match officials want to be on the field of play. So what we are trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we have a balance of good match officials on the field of play and excellent video match officials in the VAR centre, to have a balance between the two, because it's important that they work together as a team. They talk to each other before a match. They know exactly what each other is looking for. I mean, our job by having our instructors is to make sure they follow the correct protocols, and then they're marked on that.
And last time we spoke, you mentioned the technology that you're using is being looked at by other associations around the world because of your use, as I understand it, of the internet. Can you tell me what OFC is doing that is different from what other confederations are doing?
In this part of the world, it's all about costs. We're the only confederation that did not have VAR, so we made approach to FIFA, because the federations themselves have to drive VAR and the costs around it. So what we do is we use the internet to send the signal back to our VAR center. And in this way, it is cheaper and then we can get it. Because for us, we would have to send a server to each of the respective countries. We would have to freight it. And then we don't know what's the customs like and we'll get stuck there. So we looked at an option which would work for us. And knowing the nature of the Pacific, we found out that the internet was the best option. And that's how we work it. And it's a much cheaper option. However, we find that the problem is that we found like in the stadium we're going to use, they must have internet coming into it. And that was we found in some of the stadiums in Australia was a massive thing for us, which was quite surprising, not having internet coming in and then getting out. So in Australia, we'll be on site. We are not sending the signals back to New Zealand.
Interesting that OFC have found a cheaper way to run VAR in the Pacific, but one that they can't use in Australia. Well, that was Kevin Stoltenkamp, the Confederation's head of refereeing, talking there to Richard Hewitt.